Better by Birdseye.
Birdseye Frosted Boots.
Birdseye Frosted Boots present the Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, our guest, 20th Century Fox's outstanding comedian, Phil Silvers, and...
Dinah
Shore.
And hi there, everybody. This is Dinah putting down the transcontinental welcome mat and asking you all into the rumpus room for a little soiree. That means party, Harry. Mm-hmm. Hey, Harry, what are you beaming about?
Oh, Dinah, that was really swell.
Well, thank you, Harry. I'm glad you liked it.
Well, I'm glad that you're glad.
I'm glad that you're glad that I'm glad.
Life can be beautiful.
Why, it's Phil Silver.
Glad to see you. Thank you. Thank you very much. What a coincidence this is. Two Dinahs in front of one microphone.
Two Dinahs?
Yes. You're Dinah Shore, and I'm Dinah Take You Out. There, now, I said it.
Oh, never mind that, Phil. Have you met Harry Von Zell?
No, I don't think he's ever had the pleasure.
Harry, this is Phil Silvers.
How do you do?
How are you? You are the announcer on this program?
Yes, that's right. Then what do you do, Mr. Silvers?
Oh, same as every average American. I wait in dark alleys for butter. You see, Dinah, Harry, as long as you're on your feet, would you mind walking away? Thank you very much. It's a fine boy. After all, why should I dilly with a man when I can dally with a woman? And a beautiful woman at that, if I'm not being too overabundant.
Oh, Phil, it's really a pleasure having you here tonight.
No doubt it is. Because, Dinah, I'm going to do you a real big favor. I'm going to make you a great singer.
Well, thank you, but, You mean you're not satisfied with the way I'm singing now?
Oh, no, girl. You've got a grand voice. Grand. But the songs. You're not singing the right kind of songs.
Oh, well, now what's wrong with people who will say we're in love?
It's too indefinite. Besides, it's got too much music in it, you know, especially for your voice. For your beautiful contralto, semi-quiver, resonant voice, you should sing a simple ditty like Hungarian Rhapsody Number 2.
Oh, Phil, that song is much too fast.
Why do you fight me like this? I mean, do you want people to go around saying you only sing slow songs?
Well, no, but I...
Well, wait. I know what. If that song is too fast, how about singing a nice number like Flight of the Bumblebee?
Phil, that song has no words to it.
Well, buzz it. Buzz it. Hum it. Be different. You're such a silly, headstrong, impetuous girl.
Pardon me, Mr. Silvers. I don't like the way you're talking to Miss Shore.
If I could see him, I'd answer him. Dinah, who is this little man?
Phil, this is Robert Emmett Dolan, our orchestra leader. He may be short, but he's one of the finest musicians ever born.
Born? He looks more like he was put out by Reader's Digest.
Oh, yeah? Well, there's only one reason you're talking like this. You're bigger.
Oh, no. There's another reason.
Well, what is it?
You're smaller.
Oh,
God. Get the rug, you little conductor,
boys,
you.
Boys, what are you arguing about?
Well, this guy here, who does he think he is, trying to tell you what to sing? Next thing you know, you'll be trying to tell my orchestra how to play.
Well, that orchestra plays? Oh, man, I can get nicer music by walking on broken bottles.
I'm going now, but I'll be back when I grow up.
Now, just a minute, Phil. I like Bobby's orchestra. It has savoir-faire.
Well, maybe it has, but that brass section drowns it out. Get a load of that brass section.
What's wrong with it?
It needs a couple of fiddles.
Fiddles?
Yes, and the saxophone section and the rhythm section need more fiddles. Even the piano could use a couple of fiddles.
But Phil, who'd want to see an orchestra with 30 fiddles?
My brother. He owns a fiddle store around the corner. However, let's get back to your singing, Dinah. I've written a wonderful song for you.
Oh, really? What's the name?
Phil Silvers. Glad to see you.
No, not your name. I mean the song. What's it called?
Oh, the song. Sorry, I lost my head for a minute. Well, frankly, it's been called a lot of things. But, Dinah, it's a great tune. A great tune.
Well, you seem to be very proud of it.
Well, why shouldn't I be, Dinah? This song is the most valuable thing in my possession.
Really?
Yes. I wrote it on the back of my ration book. Or is it ration book?
Oh, it's optional.
Oh, I wrote it on the back of my optional book.
Oh, Phil, you didn't really write a song. You're just kidding, aren't you?
Sure,
come
I'm
on.
Kidding. What do you mean, kidding? I did write one, and I want you to hear it. Look, why don't you come for a ride with me in my car? We'll park on a nice dark road.
And sing?
After a while, yes. Yeah. Sing, too, yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I won't go with you on a dark road.
Superstitious, huh? Well, if you doubt my intentions, let's go to a place that's famous for singing. A place where people always sing.
Where's that?
The Hollywood Bowl.
The Hollywood Bowl? At this time of night, there won't be a soul there.
Great timing, isn't it?
Well, I still don't think you wrote a song.
Girl, don't say that. Everybody fights me. This tune is sensational. It tells a real story. Well... It's the story of a girl who loves a cowboy. That's it. The story of a girl who loves a cowboy. But the cowboy loves his horse. So the girl tries to win the boy away from his horse, and she bakes a big, luscious strawberry cake. Now, that's something the horse can't do. This makes the horse mad. So he goes out and eats a bale of hay. That's something the girl can't do. So here we have the cowboy with a girl and a cake on one hand and a horse full of hay on the other hand. He hasn't even got a hand free to call Mr. Anthony. Well, this leaves the cowboy befuddled, so he runs to the big city where he gets a job in a pepper factory.
A pepper factory?
Yeah, it's a nice, easy job. He just goes around saying Gesundheit all day. Well, the girl leaves him flat. And...
Phil, yes? Come on, stop stalling.
Yeah, Phil, listen, let's hear that song you're bragging about.
I don't believe you.
Don't
come
get
on.
Your attitude.
Come on, Phil, sing it now.
Well, if I... Ah, pretty girl... Is like a melody.
Phil, hey,
oh, please,
Phil.
I'm sending myself. See you, little horns.
That song was written by Irving Berlin.
How do you like that?
What's the matter?
They said the same thing when I wrote God Bless America. Who can you believe in? Everybody fights me.
Hey, Phil. Wait just a minute. Don't feel too badly about it. Why, forget about music. After all, the only thing a musician does for a living is play around. Now, why not go into the grocery business with me?
Oh, Harry, the grocery business?
Yes.
Well, ration points, OP... Or is it ration points?
It's immaterial.
Oh. Immaterial points, OPA, income taxes, empty shelves. Why, I need a grocery business like I need a hit in the head.
Uh-oh. Well, you're in it now. There goes the phone.
Okay, I'll take it. Silvers and Bonzel, groceries we wish we had to sell. What's that, lady? 2 pounds of bacon. Oh, kid, you're a dreamer.
Hey, Phil, do you know there's a customer in the store?
Be quiet. Maybe she'll go away.
Well, one of you gentlemen wait on me, please. I don't want too many things. Honest.
Watch it, Harry. If we sell anything, we're out of business.
I just want a package of Bird's Eye quick frozen vegetables.
Remember what I told you, Harry?
Okay. Look, lady, no, you wouldn't want any Bird's Eye quick frozen vegetables.
No, you wouldn't want any.
After all, Bird's Eye are only the finest of vegetables, grown under careful supervision on the best farmlands in the country. No, no, you wouldn't want any.
Oh, but if they're grown on the best farmland...
Oh, lady, be democratic. Get the stuff that's grown anywhere.
Oh, but Birdseye Quick Frozen...
Quick Frozen? Who wants quick frozen foods? Birdseye Quick Freezing only seals in all the vitamins and farm fresh flavor.
Sure, and who wants vitamins? Who wants to be healthy?
Now, look. Look, it's been a long, hard day, and I'm tired. And I know that since Birdseye vegetables are all clean and prepared and ready to cook, they'll save me time and work. Why, all I have to do is pop them from the package into the boiling water. Now, come on, give me a package.
Oh, sure, sure. Birdseye saves you up to 27 minutes preparation time, to be true. But you wouldn't want to miss those nice long hours in a hot kitchen cleaning and sorting vegetables, desanding spinach, depotting peas,
debrusseling sprouts.
Well, I certainly would. I'd take Birdseye vegetables at any price.
Price?
Price. But Birdseye Quick Frozen Vegetables save you money. These farm fresh foods usually cost you less per serving than market fresh foods. But what's money?
Yes. What's money? If you stop thinking about it, it'll go away.
I still want them and make it Birdseye peas.
Oh, all right. But I'm warning you, you're only going to love them. Boy, see, that was close.
Yes. Think what would happen if we really tried to sell this stuff.
Yes.
Bedlam! Bedlam!
Around the nation tonight, a lot of girls are thinking of a kid who slipped foolish love notes across the aisle in school and showed off and talked big on the 4 o'clock walk back home. Thinking of the same boy at the high school prom, looking red-faced and nervous in his rented tux. And a little later still, buying a diamond ring on the installment plan. Well, she still has the ring and the memories and a picture of him on her vanity and in her heart, and maybe a tiny duplicate of his silver wings, and dozens of letters from faraway places, and something else she has, too. A kind of faith that gives her strength to work for her country while she waits for her man.
No love, no nothing else. My baby comes home. No, sir. No, nothing. Long as baby must roam. I promised him I'd wait for him till even Hades froze. I'm lonesome, heaven knows. But what I said still goes. No love, no nothing. And that's a promise I'll keep. No fun with no one. Getting plenty of sleep. My heart's on strike, and though it's like an empty honeycomb. No love, no sir, no nothing till my baby comes home.
Of course, there's another angle to this topic of a girl waiting for that fellow overseas to come back. Take the girl who was just starting to make headway in the romance department when the USS something or other weighed anchor, and this lad who promised a postcard from Australia or a necklace of pearls from the South Pacific just gets so busy that she hears from him only through Navy communiques. You know, a girl can put up with that sort of thing only so long, and she gets ideas like this.
Once in a while, will you try to give one little thought to me? Though someone else may be near your heart. Once in a while, will you dream of the moments I shared with you? Drifted apart. Love's smoldering ember, one spark. contented with yesterday's memory.
Tells us how Cleopatra fixed things good for Mark Antony. Juliet, with the best of intentions, put Romeo on the spot, and things might have been different for Samson if Delilah had spent more time cooking and sewing. It's the same old story today. People look at a big man and say, yes, but where would he be without her? For example, take William and Mary, played by Roland Young and Cornelia Otis Skinner. If it weren't for Mary, where would Will be? Probably vacationing in Southern California. But speaking of complications, we're going over to see what's doing at the home of our friends William and Mary. Presenting Roland Young and Cornelia Otis Skinner.
Dinner's ready, Will, dear. Sit down.
Thank goodness, Mary. It's about time.
Shh. Be careful.
What do I have to be careful about?
The new maid. She's just starting in.
An hour late? And you call that just starting?
Oh, please, Will. Just eat and be tactful. You don't know what I went through to get her. You've just got to make it nice for her.
I promise, dear.
What are you so happy about?
Every time we get a new cook, I think of the first meal you cooked after we were married.
Oh, now, Will, why do you have to bring that up?
Remember, darling, you were in the kitchen for hours. Then the policeman came.
I'll never forget the look on your face, darling.
He said the neighbors were complaining because you were throwing rocks down in the backyard of the apartment.
And I had to confess I'd spoiled a pan of muffins and was trying to get rid of them.
And the policeman stayed for dinner. Canned beans. Is our new girl any good?
I know nothing about her except that she says she can cook and wait.
I'll say she can wait. Waiting now? What's she waiting for?
Probably hasn't been broken to a bell. Oh, Hedwig!
How much?
Hedwig.
That a name?
You didn't think it was a flight of fancy on my part, did you? Hedwig!
Yeah.
You may bring the soup on now.
Yeah.
What did you say her name was?
Hedwig.
How do you spell it?
H-E-D-W-I-G.
That spells Hedwig.
Here she comes. This is my husband, Hedwig.
Good evening, Hedwig.
Yeah.
Glad to have you here.
Yes, indeed. We both hope you'll be happy here.
Chatty type, isn't she? What sort of soup is this?
Chicken.
Did you actually see the chicken in the pot, or are you just taking her word for it?
Never mind. Go ahead and eat it.
But I don't like this soup.
Well, you'll have to eat it.
Horrible soup.
Soup, soup, beautiful soup, soup of the evening, beautiful soup.
Mary, I was brought up to think it was rude to sing at the table.
I don't know what reminded me of that old song. Lewis Carroll, isn't it? You can just take the soup plates and we'll have the next course, Hedwig.
Yeah.
You've got the next course.
Oh, there we have. You can leave the chops in front of my husband and put the other dishes in the center of the table. We're having chops tonight, dear.
Goody, goody.
Oh, well, how could you? I tell you, she's not the type to appreciate your brand of humor. She thinks you're crazy.
If I'm as crazy as you, bursting forth in song every time the woman comes into the room, she probably thinks you're a jukebox. Does Hedwig understand English?
I hired her in English.
Mary, may I inquire as to just what these are?
Biscuits. Special kind Hedwig makes.
Ow! She probably makes them in cahoots with the dentist.
Oh, now, Will, please. We'll both have to eat everything tonight so we won't hurt her feelings. And we have mashed potatoes, your favorite. No, no potatoes for me, thank you, dear.
But you just said.
You know I never eat potatoes. They're fattening.
We'll both have to eat everything tonight.
Ah, please, Will. If I eat a potato, it comes right out on my hip.
That's extremely interesting. Why don't you write into Ripley about that? Well, on second thoughts, I don't want any potatoes either.
Willie, you'll have to eat some potatoes. She mashed them specially for you.
Mashed? They're mangled. What's more, they're full of little blue things.
things.
Yes, nasty little blue things. What do you think they are?
I don't know. Oh, they're just little dark spots. I often see them.
You do? You must be liverish. Good cooks don't leave spots in mashed potatoes.
Good cooks, I tell you, are all either welding or riveting.
Could use a good welder on these potatoes. These chops could do with a little riveting. They're like...
Will, be careful. She'll hear you and have a fit.
Did her references say she was subject to
fits? Now, Will, please, you don't seem to realize that for exactly 2 months now, I've been trying to get a hired girl. I've been doing all the housework and cooking myself. And this is wartime, and we have to do everything to keep the help happy. But do you try? No. You make fun of her cooking. You act as though...
Mary, please, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude or fussy.
I know you didn't, dear. We both... There's the telephone.
Want me to go?
No. Hey, V. Oh, hey, V. Will you answer the telephone, please?
Think she knows how.
I doubt it, but she can try. She must be answering it. Stop ringing.
Why doesn't she come tell us who it is?
I don't know. Hey, V. Hey, V. Oh, hey, V. Was that the telephone? I mean, did you answer it?
Yeah.
Oh?
From my sister. She got job for me.
A job for you?
Yeah. Airplane factory. Same factory she works. So I leave now. Tonight.
Oh, Hedwig, must you?
Just a minute, Hedwig. Take these biscuits with you.
But why, Willie?
I'm sure they'll make perfectly wonderful blockbusters.
There's nothing more welcome to any of us than good news about our boys in uniform. And if the good news happens to mean that things will be a little tougher for us at home, well, that's all right, too. Because after all, the boys come first.
Indeed they do, Dinah. The boys come first on gasoline, on clothing, and of course, the boys come first on food. And so naturally, they come first on the Bird's Eye order list. Great quantities of delicious, healthful Bird's Eye quick frozen foods, the best our country has to offer, are going to the armed forces. For that reason, there may be times when you can't get the particular Bird's Eye fruit, vegetable, fish, meat, or poultry you want. But it's all for a good cause. And if you can't get the particular Bird's Eye product your heart is set on, don't be discouraged. Get acquainted with some other Bird's Eye food. They're all swell. And no matter what kind of quick frozen food you may buy, you're getting the best if the name Bird's Eye is on the package.
That's right, folks. And while you're considering the things you want to buy for yourself, don't forget the boys in service. Tomorrow is the deadline for mailing those Christmas packages to the Army boys abroad. November 1st is the deadline for mailing Christmas presents to the boys in Navy blue. So before you think of buying a thing for yourselves, pick up that present for your fighting friend or relative abroad and get it off to him pronto. Remember, it means the difference between a tear and a cheer at Christmas time. Get going now, won't you?
Okay, everybody, let's do a song right now for all the folks from Ireland. Come on, O'Reilly, O'Hagan, O'Toole, and O'Rourke, Lanahan, Shanahan, Duffy, McGurk, Finnegan, Flanagan, O'Connor, and Burke, and the rest of the New York City Police Department. City officials everywhere and sons and daughters of the Shamrock. With the Joseph Lilly Singers, here's that fine old Irish song, The Kerry Dance.
The days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the pipers too. All for one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, without you so soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry pipers tuning made us long with wine. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. All the days of the Kerry dancing, all the ring of the pipers tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, dawn, alas, with our youth too soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the carry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, think of it all. The carry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper. Oh, for one of those hearts of gladness, gone with our youth too
soon. Thanks, Robert Emmett Dolan and the Joseph Lilly Singers. And thanks to you folks for giving us a tumble tonight. And by the way, what are you doing next Thursday night? It's just a suggestion, but if you aren't busy, we'll be busy doing our best to please you. Good night, folks.
The Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner, Roland Young, Robert Emmett Dolan's orchestra, and the Joseph Lilly Singers will be brought to you again next Thursday by Bird's Eye Frosted Foods. Our guest will be Monty Woolley. This is Harry Von Zell saying better bye, Bird's Eye, and goodbye until next week.
May I use this microphone?
No, Harry, because I'm going to use it.
Well, this is an emergency, Dinah.
Well, now, look, don't get excited, Harry. We'll be off the air in a few seconds, and I want to...
Well, Dinah, that's just it. You don't know what this means to me.
He sure is excited, isn't he, folks? And all he has to do is say, this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.